What did you find originally? We'll talk about that first, and then what you found in your follow-up report.
Yes, well, in our follow-up report, in our original report, that was our audit report on the TARP's financial statements as of September 30, 2010. We had issued an what's called a clean opinion or an unqualified opinion on the financial statements, and that we had concluded that although certain internal controls could be improved, the Office of Financial Stability, which is the entity that was established to implement TARP, had maintained effective internal control over financial reporting as of September 30, 2010.
All right, and the follow-up report was looking at what?
The follow-up report was looking at, as part of our looking at internal controls, we had identified, although we had not identified a material weakness, which represents a serious problem with internal control,
mm-hmm.
we had identified what is referred to as a significant deficiency in OFS's internal control over its accounting and financial reporting processes.
And what did, how did that manifest itself? What specifically was going on there that led you to come to that conclusion?
Well, there were really four areas that were involved in this significant deficiency. The first one was that the financial statement review and approval process that OFS had did not detect certain incorrect amounts that were in their draft financial statements. The second involved OFS's procedures for certain of its key accounting and financial reporting processes were not always being followed or effectively implemented. And the third thing we found was that OFS's documentation was incomplete for certain areas of its asset valuation process. And then finally, OFS has used a tool and a guidance which resulted in errors in certain of its draft asset valuations.
I don't know if you saw the report that was released by the acting Inspector General, Special IG for TARP, Christy Romano. She was on the show with me last week talking about some issues that she found about how OFS is billing for legal services. Any of that fit with any of the work that you've done?
I'm not familiar with that particular issue as we're just now starting up our fiscal year 2011 financial audit, but as part of our audit, we do read the SIGTARP reports. We actually coordinate quite closely with SIGTARP to see if any of the issues they identify may have a significant effect on our audit. So as we're moving into this year's audit, I'm sure we'll be looking at that one to see if there's any type of effect on our current year audit.
Are any of the issues that you're finding here particularly unusual, or are they typical of the kinds of challenges that agencies have with financial management assurance type things?
No, I don't think these are overly unusual. In fact, a significant deficiency is not as severe as a material weakness. And for us to be able to give and be able to say that they have effective internal controls on an entity as complex as OFS, you know, TARP, is actually quite an impressive accomplishment because it's only in its second year, and they've done a lot of things to be able to get to that stage of having effective control.
And it strikes me, too, as quickly as it was stood up, to be able to say that is another pretty significant accomplishment.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think part of what's helped them are a couple things. One is that they brought in a lot of talented and dedicated individuals to help, you know, as you said, stand up this entity. And I think that's gone a long ways. I also think that they get quite a bit of a benefit from having multiple parties such as GAO and SIGTARP overseeing the TARP implementation, because both of those parties have been providing OFS with timely recommendations, and then they're able to take actions on those, which is also helped them.
That's exactly where I wanted to go next, because the recommendations are great, but if the organization, the agency, or whatever doesn't take stock in those and doesn't act on them, then all the recommendations that you make and that an IG might make are just, they don't mean anything anyway.
That's correct. Now, in this case, in our last year's management report from our audit, we had made 20 recommendations, and we found in following up on that this year that 16 of those 20 had been completed. They had completed corrective actions. So we thought that was pretty positive, and they actually have efforts underway on the four remaining ones. Now, for this year's report that we're talking about, We actually issued 9 new recommendations, and OFS has concurred with those, and they've told us that they expect to implement corrective actions on those before the end of this fiscal year. So we'll be monitoring that as part of this current year's audit, but we're pleased to see that they're committing to that.
You mentioned they've completed 16 of 20 recommendations in the prior report.
Yes.
What do you observe that they're doing to get compliant so quick and that maybe another agency could learn something from?
Well, you know, I think they really do take a strong view of wanting to have very sound internal controls. You know, they have a lot of oversight over them, more so than, you know, a lot of entities. And I think they want to have everything that they can to be, you know, running smoothly, and the controls is a major part of that. So I think from top management down, they've made it important that they want to have effective internal controls. And thus far, they've been able to do that. While they've had these deficiencies, none of them have been to the level of a real severity.
And they wind up with the unqualified opinion. It only in GAO land could you get something unqualified and be really happy with it. I always find that very interesting.